This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goma. Joining me, just like the last show, is Jan Chenez. This is our initial reaction show, our full-time show of Fulham's 4-1 victory against Birmingham City. Giannis and I both predicted 1-1. Boy, were we wrong, and I think we're both happy that we're wrong. Giannis, I'm going to go to you first, and if you're watching live, feel free to share who you think was man of the match. I'm coming out strong and saying it's Tosin. Okay, I think Tosin was huge in this match, but I'm curious who Giannis thinks is man of the match. We'll get to that in a little bit. So feel free to share that during the show. Giannis, opening thoughts on this 4-1 victory. I will give Birmingham City credit in the first half. I thought they were more than decent. I thought Fulham were fortunate to be up 2-0. But you know what? They took their goals, took their opportunities, and were up 2-0. Second half was all Fulham.
Yeah, I agree with Steve Lydiard. He said Aita is the man of the match. If Steve says it is, then it is. I'll tell you what, I had a go at Marco, right? Because of the shambles of Blackpool. Yep. And you look at what happened last night. Blackpool lost 3-0 at home to Huddersfield. And you and I discussed the importance of making the changes, and he did it today. He brought Joe Bryan in and he rested Robbo. Harry Wilson was deemed fit enough to come in, so he came at right. So Cavalheiro was benched. Kenya made way. And then you had Nathaniel Shaloba making his debut. And all of a sudden, you see a team that obviously had a lot more energy and a lot more bounce. And then, and I think the thing that makes me the happiest is the fact that my old mate, my old mucker, Denny Audouard, scored. I mean, what a game. You've got Harry Wilson sets up Audouard for the first goal.
That's right.
You've got, of course, Shaloba gets the penalty for Mitro. Then Harry gets one set up by Chaloba, and then of course Mitro gets the fourth, and a lot more balance. And you're absolutely right about Birmingham City. They've had a super run. They'd only conceded 3 goals all season. They're a good side, very good coach, but it just goes to show the players do have pride, and they're obviously a little embarrassed by what happened up at Bloomfield Road, and they wanted to put it right. And tonight they certainly made a statement with the win.
Absolutely, Giannis. And we certainly are going to go through all the goals. And like I said, if you're watching live, please feel free on sharing your man of the match. This is going to be a quick show. We will have a post-match show on Friday and also be previewing the ready match. We'll call it another combo show. I actually like the fact of calling it a combo show, right?
Yep.
But I'm glad that you and I could come on tonight with a bounce back. 4-1 victory against Birmingham City. So like I said, if you're watching live, feel free to share who was your man of the match. My friend, let's start off from the beginning. Before we do anything else, let's talk about the starting 11. You talked a little bit about it. So you had this reaction already. You're very happy with some of the changes he made.
Had to be done. I mean, the first one, of course, we've beaten it to death. We talked about the American connection and poor Tim Ream and Anthony Robinson. Now Ream's kept his spot, but he's brought Joe Bryan in. very, very good move. And actually, I'm going to stick my neck out and say Joe Bryan should start on Saturday as well. I really do think that, and not the big, I think, you know, I don't think there's much between he and Robinson, but I think it's about finding the right balance. And I think it's a good thing to do. The midfield, obviously, Harrison Reed came in, always going to be a good decision to make. Chiloba gets his debut. Chiloba is a good player, we know that. Yep. Josh Onoma didn't make the squad.
Nope.
But that may not be because of his performance on Saturday. He might have been
I think it's injury related.
Yeah, okay. And that's so obviously a thing of a mark for concern. But Harry Wilson came back in. And then up front, Caballero, thank God, is on the bench. And then, you know, Harry Wilson comes in and you got Mitro and Bobby up front. And as Benjamin Bloom would say, the cheat code known as Alex Mitrovic scores two more. And, you know, it's a very good statement win. And I think, you know, when you sort of result that we had up at Blackpool, the players would probably tell you they need to play as quickly as possible after a game like that. They need to get back on the horse. And that is one of the beauties of the championship is that you get so many games in the week. So it was a good opportunity for us to rebound, and we go back on top. Goal difference is plus 12. And for the weekend, hopefully we'll have Carvalho back. And then Marco Silva has some headaches to think about because we've got the game on Saturday. And then I think next week we've got Leeds coming into town for the League Cup, which is – these are good decisions in terms of betting players in. So overall, very pleased with the lineup, and good to see Alfie get some time off.
That's
the bench
right
as well, even only for 12 minutes. So that was good.
That's right. Okay, great stuff there, my friend. All right, let's get to it, and let's start from the beginning because Fulham started off fairly strong. Let's talk about the ninth minute shot by Wilson, set up by Seri. I thought Seri was active. You already talked about Chalaba. Yeah. He was very active as well. But then we have to go. And let's talk about, you know, and we were hoping to have Craig Coben on because Craig does great when he says Denis Adjoa. Craig is actually at the match. We're trying to see if we could get him to connect, but I'm hoping we can have Craig join us for the post-match show and go into more detail. But let's talk about the goal from Denis Adjoa. You know, it's reminiscent of the playoff goal. Yes.
Yeah.
But I do want to mention this. Did you see the pick? I'm going to call it a basketball pick that set up Denis Adjoa. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And Birmingham weren't happy with Chiloba because they thought that could have been cool, but you don't have VAR anyway. And that's Denny's first goal in 3 years since the playoff semifinal against Derby County. But I tweeted as soon as he scored, you know, will all the Adjoa haters just shut up? I mean, right now, this is the situation we've got. We've got Kenny Tete is injured. Steven Sessegnon is obviously not in the reckoning. And Cyrus Christie's part of the 25, but Silva doesn't fancy him. So really right now, Fulham fans, whether you like it or not, Denis Adjoa is our starting right back. And obviously there's enough confidence in him.
Right.
And this nonsense that was coming out about, oh, no, I was hearing people, he's shit. Yeah, he's the reason we lost a black ball on Saturday. Don't be dirty hippies. Sort this out. The point is this. Adjoa has been with this club for 5 years. His effort has never let us down. He's made mistakes, I understand that. But I'm absolutely delighted for him. And you know what? It'll do him good. He's one of the more popular members of the Fulham team.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic cross by Wilson. Things we didn't see last year. I mean, if you remember in the Premier League, we had this ineptitude in terms of beating the first man from the corner kick. And Birmingham looked in shock, actually. They probably really fancied this, thought, we can take this lot. They've just gone to Blackpool. And lo and behold, this is a crazy division, and that is why. I'd be curious to see what Lee Bowyer has to say after the game in terms of his post-match comments, because they are a good side. You don't become a bad side by losing 4-1 at home, same way as we don't become a bad side by losing to Blackpool. But he'll be very disappointed with this result because he kept the same lineup as he did against Derby. And up front, you know, he had Hogan and Chong and Jutkovic, but it just didn't seem to, it didn't, you know, Deeney came on, almost scored. Deeney got a penalty, did score. But you could see at the back, I said before the game in the pregame, we could have some fun with their back three. it wasn't great, even though they're not conceding many goals.
Fulham were dangerous every time they had the ball, Giannis. Would you agree?
Yeah, we were. And going back to the Blackpool game, the reason we would have beaten them is if we had figured out that playing through the zones quickly and moving the ball much quicker would have made a mark. And we didn't have that speed of thought and speed of passing. And that's why Blackpool were able to have fun. And it's funny how 96 hours makes a difference. They're licking their chops now, going, "Oh, well, we just lost to Huddersfield, for crying out loud." But we've gone to St Andrews, or whatever the stadium's called now. Yeah, and it's a tough place to play, Birmingham. And we've given them a right royal bashing. So, you know, there's going to be lots of ups and downs, but certainly a good rebound win.
Okay, excellent there, my friend. And listen, it's a solid win. Like I said, I thought Birmingham City played fairly well in the first half, Giannis. But let's talk about the second goal, the penalty, because good teams win when they're not at their best. The performance was okay, and I've seen some comments on it. It wasn't the greatest performance, but it's what you do when you have your opportunities. And Mitro scores on a penalty. But I want to talk about what led up to this, because Chalaba made this all happen, okay? Chalaba gets in the box, gets fouled in the box, and Mitro scores. Yep. And I thought it was a good debut for him, for Fulham. I'm curious your thoughts on Chalaba, and also then we'll talk about the goal for Mitro, because I think there's been a little bit of a book on Mitro shooting to the right on penalties. Well, he went to the left, and it just was just too difficult. The goalkeeper guessed right, but he scores anyway. So let's just talk about what set up the penalty, and then Mitro scoring.
Well, Watford fans were disappointed that Chalaba left the club, and there was, I don't know whether it was contract haggling or what have you, because he was a starter for Watford. So, I mean, I've heard good things about him. You don't become a bad player overnight, but I think we robbed them blind, because the one thing about Chalaba is mobility, and that's where you look at the centre of the park, and now. Lest we mention Anguissa, one of the things about Anguissa is he wasn't exactly blessed with the greatest of speed. Now we've got players that can make those runs from deep and cause trouble, and Birmingham weren't able to pick that up at all.
Not at all.
And going back to, you know, the Blackpool thing, you know, it's like Mitro missing the penalty against Stoke. What better way than to just get back on the horse and just
take exactly.
And he's done that, and he's yet again, he's gone out and he's scored a couple of goals. But that penalty was an absolute killer because of the timing. It was just before halftime.
Perfect
time. You're going to, perfect. 2-0 up. Lee Bowyer's probably throwing chairs around and adjusting him, because he's looking at the same lineup that played against Derby County on Friday night. They've had a day extra, and he's probably got, you know, with this lineup, I think we should give Fulham a really tough time, especially in the middle of the park, and they just didn't do it. And then second half it was more of the same. And I think we stepped up. You see how we've missed Harry Wilson.
I was just about to bring that up, Giannis. Listen, you and I talked about this on our combo show. You were concerned about his health, and I'm there with you. I'm completely there with you. But he was cleared to play. So let's just focus right now on the fact of how much we actually missed Harry Wilson. I thought it was very evident in this match, my friend. Again, he scores, but it's also what he does when he doesn't score. It's his entire game. It's what he does to the other side. They fear him. They know when he gets the ball at his feet, he's a threat. So I think he affects the game so much. I think Fulham really missed Harry Wilson against Blackpool, and you saw the effect against Birmingham City, Giannis. So let's talk about Harry Wilson.
He's got a lot of the Steve Mel Bronk about him. He gets in the ball, and suddenly you can see that defenders start to shirk, and you're not really sure what he's going to do. And it's that level of uncertainty. And and what I do like about him is he's direct, and that's even worse. I mean, it forces quicker decisions from defenders. And it asks more questions of defenders. And then you're not just trying to track this kid, but you've got to track the runners and from deep. And you've got to, you know, if you don't read that situation, you've got a problem. And Wilson had him in sixes and sevens. Oh. And I think one of the things that helps Wilson is lest I say this, but the lad is playing. I mean, the lad is playing games. you're not going to improve as a player unless you play. And we welcome Wilson back because he'll score goals, but he'll create chances, and he makes it very, very difficult for opposition defenders. Saturday really was a hiccup, because you look at the three games we've played away from home, the three wins, Huddersfield, Millwall, now Birmingham. We played very, very well in all three of those games. Blackpool was a hiccup. Blackpool was a hiccup where we had players missing, and then we had extenuating circumstances.
Yep.
And we just didn't adjust. We didn't quite have the right lineup. Wrong decisions were made. And from time to time, that can happen.
Right.
But what we saw tonight was more like what we can do. And it's going to be the away games that are going to really be critical this year. Because I think
it'll separate us, Giannis. You know,
yes, I think it will.
That to me is the difference. You know, when you look at two seasons ago with Scott Parker, we would get these nail biter 1-0, 2-1 victories on the road. That would happen. And that's a good thing. We are scoring multiple goals on the road and beating teams handily with a score line. We're talking, you know, and again, it might not look that way with a performance sometimes like this one. But it's the score line. And I think that, to me, can separate Fulham. If they continue to beat teams like this by multiple goals, and this is a team that is going to be around the playoffs, Stoke is going to be around the playoffs, and look at what we've done to both of them. I agree with you. Blackpool was a hiccup. We move on. But before we move on from talking about Harry Wilson, I want to get your thoughts on his goal, because I've seen the replay of this. I watched it live. Watch how he just throws off the goalkeeper of his game, just takes advantage of the goalkeeper. I mean, that to me is just a goal scorer, Giannis. Let's talk about that.
Well, Cardiff City loved him. The Liverpool fans loved him. They understood that the nature of the beast that's Liverpool squad, he's not going to get a lot of time. You know, and, you know, if you look at someone like Chong at Birmingham, he didn't play particularly well tonight.
Nope.
These are players that are of very good quality. But if somebody comes in and says, okay, we want this player, and they give you a good enough bid, you know, it's almost incumbent of you not to turn down the chance, because you've also got to think of the welfare of the player. You don't want to lose them, but it gives them an opportunity to play and you make a bit of money. And this is, you know, this is sort of, in a way, what happened with Stefan Johansson.
Right.
He wasn't playing for us. You give him an opportunity to play somewhere else. He flourishes. And even though QPR, you know, local rivals, it'd be pretty piss poor if we turn around and go, we're not going to sell to you. When he wants to go there, he's grateful that he's gone there. He gets playing time. It's like you love him, you set him free kind of thing. And the shackles are off Wilson now. He knows he's starting every game, but he's not a lone player. So now he belongs to a club. He's a Welsh international player as well. And he's only going to get better with better players and better. I'm not saying better coaching, because he had Klopp at Liverpool, but
right.
he and better players. But it's the opportunity to play with those better players. Someone like Chong at Birmingham City is a good player, but I mean, how does he break into the Man United setup? I mean, that's the thing. The quality of Wilson with that goal was for everybody to see, and very few Liverpool fans. Very few Liverpool fans had a bad thing to say about Wilson
right.
when he left. And that's usually a mark. Same with the Chalobah as well.
Right.
It's like, that's the mark of a player that's, you know, really liked by the team. And there's no hard feelings about them leaving. I noticed the same thing when Troy Deeney left Watford, you know.
Right.
He wanted to go home. He's back home now. And but that was a quality goal. And he's going to score more goals like that. And he's going to... he's going to create more goals as well, so it's great. It's great to watch. And
absolutely.
Providing he can keep his melon healthy,
that
it's huge to have him back in the lineup for sure.
Absolutely, Giannis. And I do want to mention this. I've already shown this message from Stefan, and I agree with him, because again, this is a pass from Chalobah. We're talking about Chalobah. Seri had some fantastic passes as well, but this was a class pass. We talk about losing Anguissa. But when you have someone that can do the job that Chalobah did here, again, we've gone from strength to strength. We've lost a player, but it's only one match with us. But I could see his value with Fulham already, Chalobah.
Yeah, and part of my Going back to Anguissa, this is one of the reasons I'm sorry that we let Steph Joe go, but I'm glad we let him go. He needed to play, and he deserved to play, and he's playing well for QPR, and nothing but respect. He's going to go back to the cottage. He's going to get an absolutely rip-roaring reception from both sets of fans. But I think I've just had a Goldman. I had a blank there. But the thing was, Steph Joe wanted to play, and he never intimated, you know, whether it was him or Kevin McDonald who was sick.
Yep.
None of this. Well, I don't really want to play. And Anguissa was, you know, at least Seri turned the ship around. Anguissa didn't. And I don't agree with the level of arrogance to say, well, I can't play in the second tier. Case in point, 3 years ago, lest we forget, our friend Mr. Edouard got a red card in the playoff final against Villa. And who did he do the challenge on? Jack Grealish. Well, Jack Grealish was playing in the second tier.
That's right.
We know what's happened to Grealish, right?
Yes.
It's not a disgrace to play at that level.
It absolutely is not.
Right. And that's why I didn't particularly care for Anguissa's attitude of
I agree with all that.
Yeah. Nobody's better than the club. Nobody's bigger than the club, and he's gone. Good riddance. But we've picked up players who want to be here.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly. And like I said, Nathaniel Chalba makes an impact. So I'm glad that Stefan brought that up. I was going to say that during the show. And maybe there are people that believe he is man of the match. We'll get to man of the match in just a few minutes there, my friend. But let's talk about Mitro scoring again. Because, again, this pretty much put the match away. Fulham are up 3-0, and then Mitro scores, if I'm looking correctly, probably have the minute written down somewhere. Of course, I can't find it now. There's a Goldman for you. But Mitro scores again to make it 4-0.
Yeah,
and your thoughts on Mitro's second goal?
Well, it was a nice finish. And Seri, Seri looked like he had a lot more energy.
Nice pass from Seri.
Yeah, but again, remember, Seri was playing overseas in the World Cup qualifying. And I'm just hoping that the coach Silva looks at this and says, okay, we know about, you know, he did say something in the pregame about, you know, doing what other coaches do and monitoring the players that go away for international break. I respect that. You've got to do that. That's your job. But the monitoring isn't just watching them playing and watching the performances. And it's also about managing the energies.
Sure.
Regular Joes like you and I get on a plane and we travel somewhere, we're going to get some element of jet lag. I'm sorry. It is the way it is because it's airline travel. I know these are, you know, these are stallions of humans in terms of the way they're made up and their fitness and the build and what have you. But in terms of things like jet lag, that's still head related. And changes of time zones can be a problem. Now, he would have had to come from Central Africa to go north. So it's 7-8 hour fly. That's still the equivalent of going, you know, flying from London to New York.
Right.
And you got return trips, and that would have been difficult. And he looked leggy on Saturday. Tonight, he had more energy and more buzz. I think it really helped having Harrison Reed, because Harrison Reed is like a flower pot man, Bill and Ben. He's all over the place, and he gives you everything he's got. And I'm pleased that Coach Silva brought him in, because I think that he's recognizing the ability there. And I'm glad he took him off early as well. Because I think he's probably thinking, give him 25 minutes rest. He's looking ahead to the weekend, and that's good. Because we need Harrison Reed is such a he's such a cog in that midfield, because he's I think of a player. He's not like him, because there was a player for Chelsea in the 70s, Ron Harris, Chopper Harris.
Yep.
He's not quite like that, because Ron Chopper Harris was an animal. But he is a pest. I mean, he covers every blade of grass. He's very good at closing space down. He can actually pass the ball, and he's very determined. I think Southampton letting him go was a bit of a silly one, to be honest. And he's got to be part of our lineup. And his inclusion tonight, I think, really helped Seri. And Onana, you know, I thought he looked a little leggy on Saturday anyway. If he had a knock, fine.
Yep.
Onana's going to serve his purpose. He's going to be part of this squad, and he'll play a pivotal role.
There are a lot of pieces to the puzzle, Giannis.
For sure.
You know, it's funny because Marco Silva does have a lot of pieces he can mix and match. And I think we saw that. And it's funny because We're going to wrap this up soon. And I just want to mention this because we will talk about this in our post-match show. I don't want to focus too much about the penalty for Birmingham City that they score on to make it 4-1. We'll go into more detail when we do our post-match show. So Fulham end the match 4-1, and it's a great result for Fulham. But coming up next, we're going to talk about man of the match. Please feel free to share. Who was your man of the match? Okay, Giannis, we have a lot of people watching us live. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of comments on man of the match because I've already said for me, it's Tosin. For me, it's definitely Tosin. But before we do that, I want to share this because I saw this. And I'm a part of this too. This is from Alf Russell. All you slagging the manager off make me laugh. It was one game. Now we eat humble pie. So, Giannis, you're shaking your head.
No, I understand where Alf is going with that. But I've been really supportive of Silva from the start, and I really like him. I think he's done great things to the squad, and you could tell, you know, the style of play is more direct. You tell that we're playing quicker. There's a lot more confidence. You know, you can see improvements. But that my big issue with Coach Silva is the way he handled the players returning from the international break. And
you were being more specific.
Yeah,
were...
and there was a lot of players that did a lot of travel that had a lot of difficult games, and they came back leggy, and it was a really good opportunity to freshen up the team, to rotate the squad, and what, you know, should have been a three-pointer, and he didn't do it. And I won't back down on that, because to me, if you talk about having one of the strongest squads in the division, you have to utilize them. Now, tonight, you saw this bore fruit. You bring in Joe Bryan, you bring in Harrison Reed, you bring in Chaloba, Wilson comes back, and all of a sudden you see that energy. I'm not dumping on Silva because of a result. The result was one thing, but
it was
those
decisions that he made, the decision on the starting 11.
We looked disjointed, and we looked tired, and we looked leggy. And that was because there were some very, very tired players out there. And that was avoidable. And it's a lesson that he can learn. Yep. And as I said, it's not the loss. It's actually the fact that I thought that the performance was preventable if Coach Silva had rotated it the way I think he should have done.
Okay.
He didn't, but he did it tonight, and you saw what happened.
Okay, my friend. Let's move on. Let's go to man of the match. Mine, I've already said, is Tosin. How about you?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. It's between Tosin and Chaloba for me. I'm going to give it to Chaloba.
Okay.
Tosin is dependable as putting margarine on your toast and jam. You know it's going to taste good, whatever you do. But this was Chaloba's debut. And he created a penalty. He set up another. He caused a lot of nonsense with their midfield. And if you look at his performance versus Quinhos, it was night and day. Chaloba's a quality player. And Tosin, we've come to expect these dependable performances. But Chaloba,
you can see the potential for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you could.
With Chaloba. You could see how he fits.
But I'm seeing here that there's been two votes for Aite plus mine, so that's three. Right now, Russ, we may have a problem because because Floyd is stealing the show. Monsieur Aite is returning.
Okay.
And by the way, Christian Buckman, and I got to give him a mention. He did mention Mitra and Joe Bryan. I thought Joe was very solid tonight, It's a very difficult situation because I know that Coach Silva wanted to get an extra right back in and it didn't quite work out.
Right.
But Robinson is the better left back, but that doesn't make Joe Bryan a bad player. He's a good player.
And he's very good at this level too.
Yes, he is. And you know, I thought he had a pretty strong game tonight. I'd still play him Saturday. I still would because I like this notion of playing players because when the trenches get deeper and the weather gets nastier, you know, we've got some mileage and the odometer's running up. And I don't think that's a bad thing if we've got most of the squad the odometer running up. That'll be good for the tougher games later on.
Okay. All right. I'm going to share some comments on Man of the Match. Tosin all day long. You're going to see a lot of Tosin here.
Yeah, Tosin was excellent. I've got no... Yeah.
It's just... No. It's nonstop Tosin. And I agree with that because I thought Tosin really neutralized the attack of Birmingham City all day long. All night long. We'll say all night long, not all day long. And I think that he deserves to be Man of the Match. But, you know, I understand why we're talking about Chalobah. I thought Chalobah was great as well.
Oh, and so, you know what? Just, Russ, Steve Reynolds also made a good point here about Gazzaniga. And he puts about, you know, not 100%, but many, including FFC and Giannis, on his case also. I've not been on his case per se. I've not been completely convinced of his confidence. He did play well tonight, though.
He made some key saves.
He did, and I'm not a sentimentalist that looks at Rodi and he says, "Well, you know, Rodi's playing for Slovakia. He's a starting goalkeeper. You know, he did brilliantly 2 years ago to get us promoted." I'm not like that with the loyalty piece, but I'm going to say that Coach Silva must have seen something in Gazzaniga to say that this is the guy that I want. I think the fact that he was hardly a starter for Spurs, he's dropping a division, he's come to a new club, new teammates, new culture, new setup, new stadium, new training ground, all that sort of stuff. It takes time. He has looked somewhat nervous, but there have been elements of his game that have been pleasing. And I thought tonight he gets a big plus because he made some good saves. And that's going to be good. And you know that keepers are confidence people. Look at Joe Hart. Would you have said 10 years ago Joe Hart will be playing for Celtic?
I know.
Really? You know, that's another story altogether. But,
yeah. Okay, well, Giannis, you have a smile on your face. I have a smile on my face. So it's great that we could do a show right after the match. I can't always do it with my schedule. So I want to thank everyone who tuned in for our full-time show. Believe it or not, we're going to have another full-time show after the Reading match as well. And we have more shows coming up. We're going to do another show with Giannis and maybe someone else on Friday, another combo show. So we have a lot to get through with Cottage Talk. Again, everyone, thank you so much for watching and listening. It means a lot to all of us that you continue to check out Cottage Talk. 10 years into this, you're still coming to watch the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's your love of film that you come and watch us and listen to us. So we cannot thank you enough for continue to be a part of something that I personally love. So anyways, let's wrap up the show. For Giannis Chinaias, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.